One pair of hands on the mountains, one pair of hands on the sea, one pair of hands made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One pair of hands on the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands heal the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
everybody, Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world on WRB. 6050 on your radio dial. Glad to have you in here. We're also being simulcast tonight around the world on worldwide internet. Hope that you are able to listen in tonight on the late hour. Glad you set up and waited for us to come on. Praise Yahweh. Now, tonight's message, Overlords of Chaos. What are we talking about? Well, we're talking about the end time scenarios that it just keeps showing up on the radar screen, brought to you courtesy of those who have been around for a long time. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 6 to find ourselves in the same situation that those folks before the flood found themselves in. Now, we know that Satan's objective has never changed, never will. His goal is to kill, steal, and destroy. Unfortunately, for the people of the world, everything is going according to the New World Order plan. But what is the plan? Well, it's the same plan. Kill, steal, and destroy. You know, when Yahweh came down to see in Genesis 6 what the sons were into, he found out real quick. He couldn't believe it. He said, nothing. Nothing. Because man's mind is continuously on evil, nothing will be restrained from him. Now, notice the 10th protocol from the Learned Elders of Zion. This is printed back in the 17th century. Economic crises have been produced by us, the Learned Elders, for the Goyim by no other means than the withdrawal of money from circulation. You feel the money pinch right now? The bank's got you in a pinch? You can't go to the banking institution and get a loan. You can't buy a loan. You can't sell anything. Nothing for sale. Nobody got any money. It's an economic crisis. The 10th protocol. We do this because it's indispensable to trouble all of the countries and the people's relations with their government so far as to utterly exhaust humanity with dissension. What do you have going here? Rioting? Economic stress? Distress? Money failures? Even the mighty dollar, the United States has never in its history, in its existence, has it ever defaulted on its debt. Now we are at the point with the political parties debating to economically shut down the nation. The war of debt, brought to you courtesy of the overlords of chaos. Now, how do they rank? With creation of dissension, hatred, struggle, envy, torture, starvation, by the inoculation of disease, brought to you courtesy of the lords of chaos, so that all the goyim will see no other issue than to take refuge in our complete sovereignty in money and in all else. Now, global economic meltdown is the plan. It's happening, folks. It's time. The overlords of chaos are bringing it about. It's planned. Nothing will be withheld from their desires. They're in control. Yahweh admitted these evil men, nothing will be restrained from them. They will even bring the world to its knees to the point, unless there's a divine intervention, that no flesh will be saved. Now that's going to be a bad time. What about all these population reduction techniques? What have they got? Well, they're man-made pandemics, mass vaccination campaigns, and a planned Third World War, which is going to follow all this chaotic meltdown and chaos. It's coming. It's planned. It's the dark agenda that's been here from the beginning of time. Nothing has changed. They're going to impose this dark agenda upon the drastically reduced world population. That's what they want. Control, total control with servants. They'll have a fascist state with a world government, world religion, world army, world central bank, world currency, a microchip population for surveillance. In short, they're going to kill 90% of the world's population to gain control through chaos. They're going to control all aspects of the human mind. Now, how did they get people in that state of mind in the days of old? There's nothing new under the sun, for what is to be is already been. Nothing, said the Creator. Nothing will be refrained from their chaotic, induced mind, and we will gain control. We will bring in economic crisis. Satan controls the world's finances. Surely, he could be in control of them. The only safe vaccine is the only one that is never used, said Dr. James R. Shannon, who is the former director of the U.S. National Institute of Health. Made that comment himself. The only safe one is the one that's never used. Well, today we are being inoculated for every prevention we're told that we could get this bug or that bug or this evil or that evil. And they lure us in and they shoot us full of some of the stuff that you wouldn't want to put in a donkey, let alone a little child. The hierarchies of evil, they're in a spiritual war with Yahweh. It's the great end time rebellion with nothing new manifesting here on earth as they did 5,000 years ago in a Luciferian conspiracy for world government. And they were so evil that they brought in upon themselves swift destruction, just like they're going to do today. There's going to be an intervention. Organized evil uses anything and everything to subvert and to destroy Yahweh's moral and spiritual order on earth. We're now making state laws to let this rebellion of sexual immorality, those who are exploited by it, the government is full of it. To do good, they love to do good. To become evil. They love the good things of the evil side, not the good things that is on the bad side. Choose this day. It's a matter of choice. We have been told that this bankrupt spiritual order on earth is giving way to organized evil on earth. And we're in total war. It's a raging war. Every day, you've got to fight. Just like the battle of righteous Lot. He lived in a world of a fallen state with their mind continuously on evil. Even the angels that visited Sodom, they were subjected to the war of the New World Order of that day, which had been given up to a reprobated mind to believe lies. What have we got going today? Enduring hatred. That's the energy that this new world of evil plots not only mankind's total and absolute servitude, but its mass culling so that the New World Order will be small enough to manage efficiently. With every nation being subverted and ruled over by the few, 3% of its world total population has 97% of its wealth. With 97% of its wealth in the hands of 3% of its population, will tell you that's their objective. It's a very wicked. Satan is evil. Good, righteous people can never, ever even conceive of the evil that these unrighteous will do to cultivate and to kill and to depopulate through disease, dissension, hatred, evil, torture, starvation. They don't care how you die. Just so you die. Just so it leaves them in control. Just so that they can eat, drink, and be merry after you're gone. It's an incredible evil plan to control the health today, diabetes, which is a disease that almost everyone, even those unaware, by the design of the foods that we intake, for instance, I went to a grocery store, and I'm not much on reading labels, but I'm becoming more adept at taking time and reading labels. I was alarmed to see just bread, wheat bread. Talking about supposed to be healthy wheat bread. This bread was full of sugar. It was full of the type of sugar that is not good for you. Cane syrup. Cane sugar. Diabetes is now doubled here in the last 10 years. Double. We're going to have 80 to 90,000 diabetics. Because everything that we eat is sweetened with the sugars that is against you. It's designed that way to kill you, to get you sick and let you suffer. They're in control of your health. It's planned this way. Packaged food. Seeds that have been in control of poisoned industries that give you seed to grow that is not natural seed. It is made to grow to control the eugenic population, and then they can choose the genetics. They give this bloated food, as they have orchestrated rebellion with food, even food. Christ was careful about what he eats. His choices was limited. Today we have unlimited choices with the New World Order. Now we know what the diet of the Messiah was. We don't have to guess about it. Most of these foods were natural. They were grown and kosher killed. They didn't mix the animals like we do today. It's hard for you to find an unmixed animal. The Bible said kind after kind, and today rebellion is being applauded. You're nobody when you take the old-fashioned covenant of truth. You're frowned upon. You're not loved. You're hated. You're despised, even for his name. Modern medicine, pharmaceutical. We have a population that is addicted to pharmaceutical, pharmakia, orchestrated in this spiritual war. And these food planters that are planting famine and destruction here in the 19th century, we have the New World Order agenda, which is to inoculate everyone under the guise of getting rid of disease. Normally it brings disease. It don't cure disease. It brings disease. It's bioengineered viruses, super weapons that can, when properly applied, can produce mass results of sick and dead people. According to the Luciferian doctrine, a willing victim takes up on himself the bad karma of a deed if he does nothing to protect himself from the act. You are constantly brainwashed that it's going to do you good. Vaccines are full of toxic, lethal cocktails. However, when they are designed and tweaked by wicked, evil scientists to be even more deadly and violent and used against target populations in mass vaccination programs, then vaccines truly become weapons of mass destruction. It's a terrible, silent weapon. And organize evil's quiet way to kill off humanity. Those who understand the way of the world and the true nature of the New World Order agenda, which is to kill, to steal, and destroy, and yet we're told, well, for your own good, you need to get vaccinated. You don't want to catch the whooping cough. We've been under this threat, fear. We run and get shot to keep from getting something. And in doing so, we take a ticking time bomb into our body as it begins to break down under this dark force that has created these vaccinations and foods that we eat, the water that we drink is being poisoned. How were we ever talked into putting into our water fluoride, chlorine? Oh, well, so if we don't, you could die. What do? We take the less of two evils. We take the New World Order cure that gradually kills us, and we don't have enough sense to know what made us sick. thus the true architects and the benefactors of both world wars, it's been proven that wars are for profit. The lords of chaos, they thrive on chaotic times. The more chaotic the times get, the more subservient we become, because we become fearful without jobs. And we look for the super rich to provide the means. We turn not to Yahweh, but we turn to the Rockefeller, Rothschild, world elite, high money volume corporation. Mega corporations who do not have our health or our well-being in mind. They only want profit. The evil of profit. Lust. To make more. Hell is never full of these people who never get enough. Like the horse leech, it sucks the blood. They never get enough. They're like wolves in sheep's clothing. Known under the banner of such things as the World Health Organization, the American Medical Association, Centers for Disease Control. Unbeknownst to you, these are owned and controlled exclusively. The root and the brink and the serpent head to serpent tail by the Rothschild Rockefeller Nexus. The overlords of chaos. We trust them. We can't trust Yahweh, who warned us. And like all businesses that are successful, the Illuminati needs money to carry out its plan. It needs massive amounts of money to make its business plan succeed. Therefore, our primary concern is the provision of immense sources of revenue. Vast sums. From the exploitation of human health and the medical cartel's monopoly on medicine and its ruthless control of the cost. Some of these costing as much as 3,000% profit. Everywhere you go in the world, America in particular, the doctor's offices are full. Overworked, over worked with the sick people that they're creating. They exploit the masses of the poor humanity who get hooked on the pharmaceuticals once they legally get you hooked. And you pay 300% above what that medicine costs. It is the Rockefeller Rothschild pharmaceutical people that make up the headship of this New World Order agenda. And it's like in the Book of Genesis, chapter 6, nothing will be restrained because of the profit motive. Money brings power. Those who have the power organize the evil and bring it to fruition. Not with your good in mind. They care not for you. You're a number. Most deaths during military campaigns were due to infectious diseases rather than the bayonet and the bullet. Untold millions of soldiers succumbed to disease such as cholera, typhoid, dysentery, all these things that made up, that killed the armies dead on their feet. They went in expecting to die from a bayonet, a bullet, shrapnel, bombs, but they died of cholera, tetanus. Typhoid. Never had a chance. Well, our brave soldiers. You know, the governments are always praising the soldiers. Those brave ones that went to defend our freedom, we're being told. And yet you've got no freedom. In the First World War, U.S. Army recruits were given between 14 to 25 vaccines. One of these vaccines was for yellow fever, which, according to a contemporary report from the U.S. Secretary of War, Henry L. Stimson, within only 6 months, caused at least 63 deaths and 28,585 cases of hepatitis of those who died as a direct result of the vaccine. The Army records revealed that although vaccination became compulsory in the U.S. Army in 1911, not only did typhoid increase rapidly, but also other diseases that were given for prevention, vaccination increased at an alarming rate. Millions of deaths after the war in 1917, 3 years after it started, and millions of deaths. The death rate from typhoid vaccination had risen to the highest point in the history of the U.S. Army, and yet we're told that it prevented many deaths. The proof is, ladies and gentlemen, it did. It caused many deaths. Unsuspecting people will be herded into these centers. We have health centers in each county in the United States of America. Freely, they inject you. Now they've got the charging for them, and people will still line up. But if they can't get enough, they'll give them to you free. In 1916, John D. Rockefeller own laboratories and factories in China that manufactured the typhoid vaccine. This toxic, lethal vaccine was produced by harvesting pulse from infected humans, which was injected into pig hosts. Later, the toxins were harvested and mixed with chicken and turkey eggs, which were later put in glass vials and called a vaccine. Millions of the doses of this typhus vaccine were sold to governments who set about injecting it into millions of their soldiers and its citizens. Rockefeller Rockefeller, like most of the power elite, supplied both sides of the World One wars with numerous services and provisions. They provided millions to both sides of this infectious vaccination, and the symptoms included nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and a deadly pneumonia. The worst recorded epidemic in human history, commonly called the 1918 Spanish influenza pandemic, was the direct consequence of a massive vaccine campaign. Very disturbing when we're told that we have to have that. And the elite got rich. They didn't take it. Like the director for disease control, the national disease. He said, the only safe vaccination is the one that you don't take. They didn't stop. Now, all these statistics of failure did not stop, but only increased as they kept glorifying the vaccine, telling us that it prevented rather than causing. And the evidence was that it killed more. Your body is made by the Creator. The only reason that we take these things today is because we fear. The medical establishment has killed more people on purpose as they charge you for their services. You run out of insurance and see how far they'll take you down the trail. You will not be treated timely. Depopulation under the nationalism of global warfare is being planned as we speak. It's the main mission. But that's funny. Why would they do that? Pretty soon they'll run out of people. Oh, no. Look at the Queen. They have medicines on file for the elite. The Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, they seem like they never die. The Bushes, the Clintons, they're with us forever. George Bush Sr., almost 100 years old, jumping out of an airplane. Most of the sheeple are 45 to 50 years old and have got tubes of mercy to keep them alive. They'll fight for the life. They will give every penny they've got to save their own life. We have fear. They cause us to fear. They produce fear. They're the authors of fear. They're the authors of confusion and chaos. And by that, they rule. If we were a godly, law-abiding citizen of under Yahweh's law, we don't care what Yahweh says. If a federal judge in a black gown makes a ruling contrary to the Bible, we let him away with it. Well, that's what he said. That's the way he sees it. We sympathize mostly because we want liberty and freedom to do evil ourselves. Man loves to do evil. explosive did good. We love these times, whether we'll admit it or not. We like to see people eat, drink, and be merry. Israel has always gone a-whoring after the world. Satan don't have any trouble at deceiving us. We're already blindly deceived. Through our own lusts, we're tempted and drawn away. Why are we doing these things, Pastor Buddy? Because it's written in the Bible that we would do them. We love the world, the things of the world. We're told that God loves the world. God is good. Yet we read where God killed these heathen and this disobeying Israelite population to whom the Bible was written to. As we go a-whoring, we love Baal, we love the children of Baal, we like to congregate with them. Looks good. You bring up dissension. You're like a sore thumb. You stand out. You cry out against the sins of the people, like it was when nothing was restrained from their thinking. Ask you a question right now. Why are we suffering all of these storms, flooding, drought, famine, the cost of the food skyrocketing, the cost of gasoline. We're borrowing. We're up against the wall. We borrow it till no nation will give us any more of their money. Because our Congress has liberty to spend it. They're like teenagers with a credit card with an unlimited supply of money. We spend more time vacationing, eating and drinking and being merry. We complain when we have to go to work. We got the clamoring and the chaos of the nation. The economic. Every nation going broke. They're being planned right now. They're planned made right now for all of the nations to go bankrupt, for all of the nations to fail. Joseph manufactured a scheme that enslaved all of Egypt by the power of the knowledge of this man of God who devised a way to cause debt, economic depression fell upon all of Egypt. Have they read the Bible? Is that what's happening now? Does the wicked understand more about the Bible than we ever suspected? Well, why does the Bible call them wise to do evil? Why does it call the righteous slow to do good? Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. The world situation keeps us upset. We ain't got time for the inward kingdom. We ain't got time to think about things within. We're too busy caught up in the problems that the New World Order has brought about. They love chaos. They love slow, harmful times of defeat. They want to see you crying and moaning. You're subservient. When you're well-fed and proud, good times, you won't listen. This depopulation agenda is going to be such that it will slowly dawn on us that we're dying from whatever we're doing. But as long as we got tomorrow, we're hellraisers, lovers of sin and wickedness. We don't want to do good. We won't do good. We're slow to do good. We're quick to join in. Well, that's all right. If they want to do that in New York, if they want to pass them laws and have the same-sex marriages, I don't see nothing wrong with it. Everybody for their own choice. See, that's what's wrong. If you don't stand for righteousness, you'll fall for all the evil that they keep bringing to you. You'll condone it. You'll justify it. You'll be part of their wicked sin. You'll be partakers. Of the wickedness of Genesis chapter 6, the same spirits are today dwelling in the same hearts, foolish hearts, puffed up hearts, disobedient hearts, unthankful and unholy hearts. Because we love to do evil and we're slow to do good. We're so immune from death and carnage. With the advent of television, we can see the legs blown off. With landmines being set, people having no thought for their life, dying for these stupid causes conjured up by the New World Order to inflict pain and death and suffering and sorrow to a submissive, ignorant, uncaring world who loves pleasure more than they love our Creator. Why are we doing these things? Because it's prophesied that we would do them. That we would become part of this depopulation plan. We fall right into it. The New World Order are a very elite group of intellectuals. They're the most intelligent people on the planet. The sheep are the dumbest. They poison our water and we drink it because they tell us to. Our big reservoirs of lake water and river water and filthy water. We're told that they have to do this. And we drink it. Sometimes you have to hold your nose before you can drink it. Or you'll drink pop. Most times people drink very little water, and they drink the sugar waters, pop, the carbonated version. We drink it by the gallon daily. We consume hundreds of pounds of sugar, aspartame, a deadly substance. All this is designed and implemented with a perfect plan to eliminate you, and we're willing to do that. To eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. That's our attitude. We continue to eat and to drink the poison foods and drink the water. Although they failed the test, we started buying bottled water, coming right out of the municipal system that you drink from the faucet. You say, oh, well, mine, you know, they got worse for it. We've got little machines supposed to make the water good. We're told. You don't know about the New World Order and what their plans are. You're a sub-intelligent. You're underneath them. You're destroyed for the lack of knowledge. You don't deserve to live in the future. So, what do? We eat, we drink, and we're merry till the day that Noah shut the door on the ark, made it impossible to get on, like it's going to be in the last day. Fire this time, ladies and gentlemen. It was a flood that interrupted the plan of Satan in Genesis chapter 6. This time it's going to be the fire. Same exact thing as they was in the days of Noah. So shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married. Same thing going on today. While you're making plans to live, the New World Order is making plans for you to die. They don't care if you get sick and having to practice sickness. That's the work of the doctors, the physician, that makes us think that they can save us. Now, the prevention's worth a pound of cure, but we don't have the mind to flee from these things. We're being genetically humbled by these foods that make us the feminine for males, masculine for females. It's just a swap. It's orchestrated, engineered to do just that. The United States is the most obese nation on the earth. There's none greater. We outrank them all. Our young children are, it is awful. And it's because of the food production, what they're putting in the food to cause this. And in doing so, we're racing toward the timeline of death. Be not deceived, for God is not mocked. Whatever you sow is what you're going to reap. Turn now to the inward kingdom and hear that still, small voice before it's too late. Take no thought for what you put on, for what you wear. Fashion will cure most of our problems. Unfortunately, they're putting something in to make us lust for food. Excitotoxins they place in the food. You can't get enough of it. You'll eat, and you'll overeat, but you're still hungry. That's designed by purpose to create a lazy, overweight, unproductive people in a sub-intelligent thinking capacity because we're destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Oh, you're listening to Pastor Buddy on the late call tonight. Glad to have you in here with us. My number here tonight is Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 378. 7-4. My telephone number, if you would care to call me, would be 423-351-1082. Now, Brother Bob, our webmaster, has informed me that we've got close to 30,000 people in under 3 months. About 10,000 people a month on an average. Almost 1,000 a day. That's oneyahweh.com if you'd like to go there and find out why so many people are turning to our website. We have hundreds and hundreds of hours of audio messages that you can download in the safety of your own home and listen to these messages of truth that are falling upon deaf ears. However, it doesn't change the fact that they're true. Test your intelligence by turning over and seeing. You can get beyond the chaos that the New World Order has created and turn within and hear the truth and let it make you free. That's right, Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 568. I'm sponsored tonight by Brother Mark, Miss Audrey, down the Mississippi Delta Way, my Brother Bud, Brother Ed, and by my good brother, Paul. 1-800-253-2748 in the great state of Michigan. Give him a call. Praise Yahweh. These men will confirm the truth of the word. It's high time to rise out of sleep and awake. Get into the light of the truth. To come aboard. Put away foolish things. Take up our torture stake and follow him, which is the whole duty of man to fear him and to keep his commandments. The overlords of chaos. Boy, they're really working. Every day something manifests. Every day something in our nation tells me that we're falling away. And except we don't fall away, the end won't come. It's high time that we woke out of sleep. Because Yahweh's coming to put an end, just like he did to Sodom and Gomorrah, just like he did in the days of Noah. He's coming back. And choose this day who you will serve. For Yahweh is not to be mocked. For whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Do you fear him? Do you love him? Can you keep his commandments, which are not hard to do? Commandments of Yahweh, very simple. Love Yahweh with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. Get away from the highly intelligent of the New World Order, who will have you thinking outside the gate when you need to turn within and seek what Yahweh's got laid up for you. For eye hath not seen and the ear hath not heard, and neither has it entered into the heart of a man what Yahweh has laid up for them that serve him. Now I'll see you Sunday night on WWCR on 4840 on your radio dial on the shortwave out of Nashville, Tennessee. I'll see you at 9 o'clock on prime time with a timely message from heaven for you. Yahweh bless you, and I'll see you Sunday night. Yahweh.